Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, don't wait. See, you see it wrong, you see something that isn't happening the way it should, engage. Seriously. All right, I got so much I want to get to, but let's get to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easy for you to order. Order online, get the product that you need to get. I keep saying to you, you want to scream about China. You want to scream about what they're doing. Where do you think they get the money? Where do you think they get the power to be in the position they're in today? Because they're manufacturing stuff that's coming to this country. They've taken over our pharmaceuticals. They've taken over all kinds of stuff, and it's wrong. So let's not let them be there. Let's take it back. So the way you do that, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, I haven't been there in a bit, but sheets, pillowcases, blankets, comforters. They've got, I love the doggy beds. They got kids' pillows, all kinds of things. You know, the holidays are coming up. And, yeah, that's right, guys. They'll be just around the corner. And you don't want to be left without. So you get over there. You do some shopping. You're going to go, oh, my God, these prices are high. Use promo code Joe and watch what happens. They'll cut it 50 to 60%. And not only that, not only will they cut it, you'll get a discount of 50 to 60%. Sometimes it's two for one. That ain't so bad, is it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air. God, I got so much, like, coming at me at a million miles an hour. The Frank Pavone, I don't know if some of you know him. Man, he has been on Priest for Life. God, before I started this show, he's going to be there almost 20 years. He's the national director of Priest for Life. He tells his followers that the attacks against former President Trump are meant to scare not just his followers, but, you know, there are people that I know that love everything that Trump did not like the way he did it. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Right? And I get it. They don't like the way he talked. They didn't like the way he tweeted. They didn't like. I don't care. Look, I'm a street kid from Boston. That stuff didn't bother me. You heard Dick Morris the other night. When Little Kim, right, Little Rocket Man, threatened him, said to him that he had a button that was, you know, that he wouldn't hesitate to launch the nukes. And President Trump said, go for it. My button's a lot bigger. And then what happened? There were no nukes launched out of North Korea for years. I mean, does any of that mean anything to anybody? Or would you rather it be softer? What was it, George W., H.W. Bush? A kindler, gentler America? Really? No. The thugs don't understand kind and gentle. You know what's happened? You guys have watched so many. We don't watch war movies anymore. Real war movies. Right? But you guys, it's just amazing. You've watched so many mafia movies. And you think that that's how the mafia operates. The closest to reality, you know, if you watch The Godfather, that was probably the closest to the way they operate. All right? And worse, the mafia is not, they're not family friendly as you would think. People they romanticize the way the mafia operates. Most of those guys, not all, most of those guys have girlfriends. They're flaunting all kinds of money. They're doing all kinds of things. They're killing people. But this is all supposed to be wonderful and fine and nice. Like I said, I grew up around it. I watched I watched my baseball coach get shot in the street. Why? Because he owed the man too much money. So, I'm sorry. There's nothing romantic about them. Well, they've lulled you into that here with the government to a big degree. So we better learn how to open our mouths. We better learn how to push back. You cannot let them take over. You know, when the mafia was in the neighborhood, right, the mom and pop businesses, you guys have heard me talk, some of you have heard me talk about this before. Right, they had to give a percentage of their money to the mob so that nobody would be breaking their windows, burning the store down, taking stuff from them. All right? But the protection rackets, you've heard them call that before. Now, you could also say on the other side of this, is that they were some of the safest communities there were. The mob did not allow high crime in these areas. They didn't want the cops down there. They didn't want any of this aggravation. So that's how they kept it clean. Well, the government's stepping in right now, though, not doing a good job of protecting people. They're trying to make you totally sufficient on them. And then they've got you. Don't let that happen. Be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCN, taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Take one more stroll around the desk. It's all good. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. The man, there's so much that I want to try to get through tonight. Now, again, as far as the mafia stories go, check it out. The 1970s, the north end of Boston. Just look up the crime rates. Look up what was going on. Who was in charge? You know, these guys today running this administration are crossed between, you know, the Hitler's Nazis, Hitler's SS, and the mafia thugs. No question about it. No, here's a guy. You talk about a guy with almost no integrity whatsoever. The FBI director came out today. He said the attacks on the FBI's integrity are eroding his respect for law. You're eroding your own integrity. You openly admit that you know something's up with Hunter Biden's laptop. You let it sit on the shelf. You've done absolutely nothing with it. I mean, we can go Hillary Clinton. I mean, you want to go down the whole list of things? Attacks on the FBI's integrity erode respect for the rule of law. Its director said on Thursday after an armed man tried to breach a building in Ohio. Unfounded attacks on the integrity of the FBI erode respect for the rule of law and are grave disservice to the men and women who sacrifice so much to protect others. Now, this is from Christopher Wray. As I have said, I've got family in the FBI, okay? We're not talking about rank and file as much as we're talking about guys like you, Christopher Wray. Seriously, you openly admit that you're corrupt. You openly admit that you're not doing the right thing. Right? And yet, it's the problem of the people. The people have done something wrong. It's just amazing to me. Well, here's a shocker for you, too. The CDC drops COVID quarantine screening and guidelines. So the nation's top health agency, right, the CDC, they've relaxed COVID-19 guidelines Thursday. They dropped the recommendation that Americans quarantine themselves if they come close contact with an infected person. The Centers for Disease Control also said that people no longer need to stay 6 feet apart from others. The changes, well, they come more, what, 2.5 years later? Duh. Didn't we know about this a year ago, that this stuff wasn't working anyway? They now recognize that an estimated 95% of Americans 16 and older have acquired some level of immunity, vaccinated or not. They say, well, it's so much different than it was 2 years ago. Yeah, more people know what's going on. Many places around the country long ago abandoned social distancing. Other once common precautions, they've thrown those away too. Perhaps the biggest education-related change is that schools do routine daily testing. Right? They shouldn't have to do that. Now, the CDC, aren't they wonderful people? They said the students exposed to COVID-19 could regularly test instead of quarantining at home. Right? Especially if they want to keep attending school. No quarantine recommendations exist anymore. Now, masks continue to be recommended, even though we know they don't work, only in areas where community transmission is deemed high. School districts across the U.S. have scaled back their COVID-19 precautions in recent weeks, even before the latest guidance was issued. Some have promised to return to pre-pandemic schooling. Masks will be optional in most districts. This is where you have to make sure that you have the right people running the school district, because if you don't, they easily jump in and decide that all is good, everything's right, everything's cool. No, come on, really? And they'll go along with the guidelines. They won't push back on them at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. You know, I really get a kick out of the fact that, you know, you've got the CDC saying things. And like here in L.A. County, in Los Angeles County, the Los Angeles County Queen of Health, Dr. Farah, she's just amazing. She doesn't really care what the CDC says. It only uses the recommendations when they work in her favor. And right now she is teed off because she got the political pressure required. And this is what I keep telling you guys. If you open your mouths, if you do the right thing, you can make a difference. They got enough pressure after all. They backed off going back to mask mandates. All right? That was because of the parents and the people being on their case about all of this. Public schools in Los Angeles are ending weekly COVID tests. They're making the at-home tests available, and they're self-reporting. Some others have moved away from tests to stay in the programs because it's become crazy. You couldn't manage it. You couldn't keep up with it. Now, the American Federation of Teachers, one of the nation's largest teachers unions, said it welcomes the guidance. Every educator, every parent starts every school year with a great hope. Now, funny how she's changed her tune a tad as well. This is President Randy Weingarten. She, another one that should be replaced quickly. After 2 years of uncertainty and disruption, we need a normal school year. We need to have a normal school year. Now, the new recommendations, they prioritize keeping children in school as much as possible. Well, it's about time, but if you're going to keep them in school, you're going to keep them masked. It doesn't work. Not good. I'll just say the CDC is going too far by relaxing its guidelines. Yes, there's always that group, too. They think we're still in the middle of a pandemic and people are falling down dead in the streets. Allowing students to return to school 5 days after infection without proof of negative COVID test could lead to more outbreaks. This could be bad. This is a public health researcher at Dartmouth College. It could force entire schools to close temporarily if teachers get sick in large numbers. All of us want stable school year, but wishful thinking is not the strategy for getting there. No, we actually look at numbers. We look at the numbers going on around us. We look at who's passing it off to who. Right? The average number of reported COVID cases and deaths have been flat all summer. Why keep people on the edge like that? Because they can't control you if they don't. Show me your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 3 days of staying quiet and receiving criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a warrant was produced on Monday's federal raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, in which 15 boxes of documents were reportedly taken.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6 saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Coming to your host, always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We're talking about the CDC guidelines that they relaxed. Right? They're all over the place. But not only that, what bothers me the most is there's nothing new going on here. Right? There are a couple of them still in a panic that we shouldn't be doing this yet. The number of COVID cases flatlined over the summer. Do you know why they flatlined over the summer mostly? Because people were allowed to go out. They went to beaches. You know, where the UV rays kill the virus. Stupid little stuff I remember from high school. I don't even know if they're teaching this stuff. Do they teach this in high school anymore? I mean, seriously. Oh, my God. Sweet Jesus. I don't know what's taking him so long. Come back now. Well, here's a shocking story. Surprise. I don't know if you'd be surprised. I wasn't at all. The mailmen are being exalted. Can I call them mailmen or are they mail persons now? Mail carriers. Excuse me. South Florida mail carriers. Travis Garris. He didn't consider postal delivery a high-risk occupation until recently. Right? I mean, and you're reading about this happening more and more and more, although we just stopped reporting on it because, I don't know, I mean, being assaulted as a mail carrier, I thought happened from time to time. The incident that he particularly was talking about, he said, I think it was the first one, yeah, first one ever for him, right? But it's part of a string of these incidents all across the country, right? The master key that they use to unlock mailboxes in apartment complexes, people keep trying to steal those. Right? They do steal them, actually. Now, while Garris has been on the job for 9 years, he's heard of postal workers being robbed, but it was infrequent, so he never really gave it much thought. He said, being the sole provider of the household, I'm really starting to think, do I want to continue on this job? It's come to the point, you know, people are going to have to go pick up their mail. Really? I don't know, but your mail may show up in an armed truck. it's come to the point where these robberies are actually happening on a regular basis now, he said. The problem isn't just exclusive to Florida either. In the last 6 months, the U.S. Postal Inspectors, they're just going crazy with these crimes. Right? There were 6 mail carriers accosted in a 24-hour period just in D.C., right? Mr. Swampland. Recent investigation by a local news source found that more than 2,000 assaulted robberies of postal carriers had occurred since 2020. It's amazing. It's 161. See, crime is up everywhere. They won't admit it. They got it under control, right? No problem. Just amazing. At this point, armed robberies of USPS letter carriers, Postal Service, and mail theft now are the norm, and they're not the exception anymore like they used to be. He believes the perfect storm is responsible for creating the uptick in crimes. Well, there's not many cops on the street. How long does it take for them to get there? It's just amazing. The robberies, the number of armed robberies reported also increased, quadrupling from 36 in 2018 to 154 in 2021. Yeah. We're safe, right? Joey B's got us safer. Everything's cool. Everything's good. These people, they're just sad human beings to allow this to happen to you. Well, I was wrong with my number earlier. Somebody corrected me. Thank you. In a recent poll just taken, I guess this morning or yesterday, 83% of GOP voters say the FBI raids on Trump are going to push them to go out to vote now. Just over 70% of Americans say the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump in South Florida state increased their motivation to vote. Right? Think about that. The results break down as follows. 21% say it doesn't increase their motivation. About 8 weren't sure. 83% of Republicans say that the raid increased their motivation to vote, while 10% say it doesn't, and really doesn't. 55% of Democrats say it increases their motivation to vote, compared to 34% who said it doesn't. 71% of independents say it increases. See, this is where it counts. The independents don't like what they're seeing either. 71% of them say it increases their motivation to vote, too. 47% of those polled say that Trump's political enemies were behind the FBI raid. Right? 76% of Republicans say it was about political enemies. 54% of independents say it was political enemies. And 12% of Democrats say it was Trump's political enemies. It's amazing. Wouldn't you love to be able to say, here's what Hillary did. Here's what she got caught doing. Here's what Trump got caught doing, or not caught doing, is accused of doing. I'm sorry, help me understand how this is an impartial raid or an impartial carry out of justice. Right? Now, independent Republican voters are united in their outrage about the unprecedented and tragic event. The Mark Meckler, who is the president of Convention of States, he says it's clear to voters that the FBI raid is designed to punish primary political enemy in the regime. This Gestapo-style injustice, it's created a voting surge. No significance. The poll conducted on August 9th and 10th surveyed 1,000 likely voters. The margin of error is about 3%. I mean, they all do this about the same way. But this is going to gin people to come out. They're starting to see what's happening. And here's a shock. I got a shock for you, okay? Representative Cheney, she blasts the GOP and the colleagues for their attacks on FBI agents. Shocked, I tell you, aren't you? Who would have thought that she would have thought like that? Matter of fact, the Democrats are trying to get her to switch parties. Cheney's blasted her fellow GOP lawmakers for the sickening attacks they've directed on the FBI agents. No, actually, it's not the agents the attack is on. The attack is on management. The attack is on Joe Biden. The attack is on Democrats. And she is drinking so much of the Democrat Kool-Aid. Right? This is what hate does to people. that even if you hate the guy, look at, I have people I hate, I can't stand. They deserve due process. Don't they? You Republicans, you conservatives, you say you believe in the rule of law, no matter how much you can't stand somebody, do they not, no matter what they've done to you, do they not also have a right to the rule of law, to due process? I think they do. I believe the law said they do. She goes on to say, I've been ashamed to hear members of my party attacking the integrity of FBI agents involved with the recent Mar-a-Lago search. This is the Wyoming, well, this is the soon short-lived Wyoming congresswoman. Cheney's statement comes several days after the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago's home. But she, again, no real reason. Several lawmakers denounced the FBI because, again, the way they did this, they showed up with machine guns. Why? What was the reason behind it? Why did they need 30 agents, 15 of them with machine guns? Anybody know? Anyway, you know, Garland went on and said, let me address the unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department. That I will not stand by silent when their integrity is unfairly attacked. No, your integrity is being attacked. The fact that you push them out there. The fact that this is the way you wanted it done. You know, the hammer comes down hard and fast when it's on your to your benefit, doesn't it? He goes on to say, the men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. They might be, the rank and file might be, but you guys aren't anymore. I mean, look, I know people in the FBI. I told you that already. I've got family members in the FBI. And when they've given information on potential terrorist attacks, you guys know from the news it went nowhere. So how do you think they're feeling about rank and file, huh? From a senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 5500, 855-732-5563. Come to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can be part of the chat room. You got a lot going on up there. And let's see. Come on, go away. I hate these ads that pop up. All right, I started with the story. I don't know why I didn't finish it. I got called off mentally somewhere else. And it's about time, you know, him, Franklin Graham, and a few others, Frank Pavone, and here was the fellow I was telling you about earlier. He's the National Director of Priests for Life. And he's right, you know, the attacks on President Trump are not just necessarily on Trump, it's on you and me. It's on what we believe in, it's what truly... what we think should be happening as well. You know, the values that we hold dear, pro-life, freedom, the right of parents to educate their children. I mean, think of all the things that Trump did that made them nuts. They had the ability to do it. They never did it because they don't want to. I mean, think about it. And that's why they're coming at us. They know that if Trump gets back in again, he will make a major difference. It'll take them forever to get back in the office without cheating. And this is the reason he goes on to say that churches can't remain neutral anymore. This is, look, the same thing with abortion, the abortion issue. Many churches were silent on it. You know, they wouldn't teach about it. They wouldn't teach around it. They were wrong. They were dead wrong. He went on to say, you can make a case for churches should be neutral when it comes to policy differences that people of goodwill could equally hold or disagree on, but not when it comes to violations of principle. There's no room for neutrality when you have a party that attacks the freedom of citizens, weaponizing law enforcement officials. Look at, I've said this a million times, I'm going to say it a million more. You Christians who say that God is good with abortion needs to explain. You don't need to explain it to me. You need to work it through in your own mind. God is about life. God says that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. You had value to him. God says that he has a plan for your life, every single life, God has a plan for. Who are you, you Christian, to squelch that life? Who are you to decide that the plan for that person's life is not important? Who are you? Reverend Graham spoke up today. He said the U.S. is in big trouble after the Trump search. He is the president of Samaritan's Purse. You know, he said every citizen in the United States should be very frightened right now. Right? Because think about what's going on. Where's their mindset? Think about what's going on. So if you are afraid, he said, if you're looking at this, and you need to turn to God. You need to go turn back to God. Now, Graham's the son of the evangelist Billy Graham. He pointed out on Newsmax that the FBI search for the former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resident, right? I mean, and a proposal by Democrats to double the IRS staff. Where do you think they're going with all this? Can you people start putting this stuff together in your mind? Can you start seeing where we're going? Really? He went on to say that the FBI and Department of Justice leaders were to blame for the search of Trump's Palm Beach home. There's a lot of good people in the FBI, he went on to say. I don't know if they're willing to speak up, though. Graham then turned to a Democratic proposal to expand the IRS. He said, who do you think they're going to go after? You know, really, would you like to see him go after John Kerry, Obama? Let me see you go after some of those people, Joe Biden, Joey's son. During the Obama administration, because I was not supportive of their policies, we got audited at Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Think about that. The next day, the Samaritan Purse was notified, and we were audited. Hello? So they went and audited the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Gee, no coincidence there. Right? That was during the Obama administration. And then when they were done with that audit, bringing them to their knees, they went and they audited the Samaritan's Purse. They're going to use the IRS to go after people that don't support their agenda, period. It's scary. But I'm going to tell you what I always tell you. I told you, I was sitting with a bunch of pastors last week. I told them the same thing. This is your fault. Okay? This is your fault because you won't step up. You won't talk about what's going on. You won't talk about the freedoms that God gave us, that our founding fathers knew that God gave us and wanted us to protect. This is your fault. You won't even talk about abortion, same-sex marriage, that kind of thing. You won't even say anything about that. Right? I won't even go into this part of it because, you know, he talks about celebrating same-sex marriage, celebrating abortion. You know, I've told you guys this a million times. If you listen to the show for any length of time, you could say, not in the classic sense, that I'm pro-choice. From what perspective? See, God doesn't force us to do anything. Right? I always say it. You want to love, you love. You want to hate, you hate. You want to kill, you kill. You want to beat somebody up, you beat somebody up. He allows you to do those things. Because then you're nothing more than a robot if he forces you, correct? You're supposed to choose what is right. You're supposed to choose the things that are good and moral. But when a pastor says God doesn't care about politics, he doesn't care about, abortion, there's something wrong with you. I don't know what gospel you're reading. He goes on to say that if we're willing to repent, turn from our sins, put our faith in Christ, God will forgive us. But we're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. I would propose the biggest part of our trouble is we have turned away from God. We've turned away from moral values. We've turned away from a solid right or wrong. We don't seem to care. And I want to say we don't seem to care. We don't seem to be willing to fight for those things anymore. And I don't know how that happened. Somebody else might, but I don't know how that happened. So, all right, what else do we have? I like this one. This is fun. Oh, we'll do this one first, though. All right, this is from, well, no, I won't do that. I need a lot more time. All right. Look at Biden's beach vacation time. Isn't that funny? He goes through one thing, one major issue, or there's a law that's passed, or he goes on a trip and he needs a vacation. Right? He needs to go away for 3 or 4 days. Then, no, what it really is they need to hide him for 3 or 4 days. So, guess who Biden is taking on vacation? Just days after the FBI raid on former President Trump's house, right? So Jill and Joey, they're loading up Air Force One. They're laughing, having a good time. Right? Department of Justice isn't looking at anything going on here. It's Hunter Biden. He's got a backpack on him with God only knows what's in it. Now, wonder if they checked his backpack. You know he can't go without the drugs, right? There's so much that they have on him. They've even talked about it. They've done nothing. Absolutely nothing. Right? And they're headed out to the first... They head out to Kauai Island in South Carolina for a weekend. Isn't that nice? That's cool. I think maybe... I don't know. You know, Hunter went along just to hold up Joey B. I don't know. Just find this amazing. What a double standard, right? Now, Newsmax host Benny Johnson tweeted at Hunter Biden on Air Force One while Donald Trump is getting raided. We got pictures of him with hookers talking about the crap. I'm sorry, video, not pictures. Talking about the garbage that he's got on that laptop. And oh, my God. Right? With a naked hooker in the room. Right? I mean, there's evidence on his laptop that shows that he gave his father money. Right? And money that he used in a Russian prostitution ring. Not a word. See, I'll tell you what I would do. If I was Ron DeSantis, I would start combing through, do what they're doing with Trump. Comb through Hunter Biden's stuff. And if he ever made one of those money transfers from Florida, slam, got you. So, we'll see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. Come on back tomorrow because I'll be here and I'm going to be having a lot of fun. We'll be back.